All right, welcome back to a frequent guest on the Gore and Coach Carter podcast, Director of Track and Field Cross Country, Kyle Lee. Coach, thanks for jumping back on.
Thanks a bunch, Larry.
So cross country season is in the book, a strong season. It's now we're just a couple days away from the start of indoor. Talk about how the team's looking before we get underway Friday afternoon.
Yeah, so we, you know, Friday kicks it off as the start of the season, and you know, we're looking to start things off on the right foot. The kids have had a really great fall training block, so we're looking to kind of capitalize and get the ball rolling.
So right before we jumped on here, we talked a little bit about, you know, how long that kind of fall preseason can feel for a track team. Yeah, talk about what's the energy like and chance to compete for the first time in 2024.
You know, I think, you know, always keeping that kind of, you know, that in their mind of what we're trying to get ready for. So it has been a long training bout, you know, with not, you know, this would be the first competition. They've been practicing for at least 12 weeks, and then they had preseason all before that. But overall, morale seemed fairly high. Everyone always is excited about getting to train or getting to compete, especially if are some of our track athletes there. So it's been good. I mean, we have a young team. You know, on the men's side, there's 21 freshmen. Women's side, there's 17 freshmen. And, you know, I think we're ready to go.
So we talk about your track squad kind of winding up and getting ready to go, but your cross country team looking to kind of keep it going. Talk about, you know, those two groups.
So it's a hard thing. So you have the cross country team that's competing throughout the fall and they're kind of doing their own thing. And then you have track who's trying to get ready to gear up for this first indoor meet. And then after cross country ends, we reintegrate the groups back together. So now both squads are kind of practicing together, getting to, you know, everyone's kind of now back on the same page. You know, the cross country kids, instead of, you know, we don't just shut down after the cross country season ends. They're in great fitness. There's no reason not to just capitalize on that by just holding on training for a few more weeks, bang out some qualifiers and PRs at the, you know, first indoor meet or two, and then shut down for a couple weeks and revamp over winter break. But both squads are looking ready to go.
So yeah, you kind of touched on it already. But then you compete back-to-back weeks here in December, and then you have a little over a month to your next one.
Yeah, talk about that. So, you know, it's you know, we have two meets back-to-back here. The big goal that we've been reiterating with them is the goal is to get as many qualifiers out of the way as we possibly can early. So that way we don't have to spend a whole lot of time chasing qualifiers through January and February. You know, if you do this right, you take all the pressure off yourself for indoors and you can really just focus on getting ready for the PSAC meets. So the real goal that again, we've been talking about is, you know, one, you know, athletes being ready to run PRs. And then the next big thing is hitting, you know, PSAC marks and hitting, you know, hopefully a couple NCAA Provo marks as well.
So we'll break out a little bit more specifically and talk about, you know, sort of your men's team. Talk about your returning group.
Sure. So, you know, up front, you know, looking at some of our leaders that we have, you know, Sammy Jenkins in the pole vault. I know he's hungry and ready to go. I know he cleared 15 feet the other in practice about a week ago. So he knows he's ready. And that whole pole vault group is there. Derek, our, you know, discus shot from last year, is looking really good. You know, he just missed nationals last year, but he's really come a long way and, you know, is looking to kind of help lead the charge. And we also have the cross country team, you know, where I think we have a whole bunch of athletes, you know, led by, you know, our freshman, Matt, who's, you know, going to be moving down. You know, he just ran 10K and now he's going to be opening up in the 8, which is actually technically more of an 8:15 or 8-miler than anything else. You know, he's coming off this great aerobic fitness. And we're going to see how we can capitalize that at some of the shorter distances.
So talk about, you know, you said you have a big group return. It's like 21 true first years. Talk about that group.
Yeah, 21 freshmen. So it's a large freshman class. Really, really great group of kids. You know, and all of them, you know, seem to be, you know, fairly ready to go here. You know, again, you know, talking about, you know, Matt Ramanovsky there, you know, on the other side, you know, we have, you know, Broden on the throws and a few of the others who, you know, been a really great group, and it's going to be really fun to see how this group develops.
And then, you know, your women's team, kind of the same first question about, talk about the returning group.
Yeah. So again, led, you know, we have, you know, nice strong pole vault group here. Annika Hummel is coming back, and, you know, she's hit the provo mark before, hasn't quite made the made nationals, but she's looking fit and ready to go. Lily Palacio is, you know, very hungry and ready to do well in the 60 and the 200. And then again, we have our cross country crew coming back. Christina has been, you know, coming off of her all region and just missing nationals and cross. We'll be looking to open up in the 5K at this indoor meet. And, you know, again, goal is PRs, PSAC qualifiers, and, you know, NCAA Provo marks.
And then a big group of newcomers coming in for the women's side as well. He's at 17, I believe, right? So talk about that group.
17. You know, again, a lot of freshmen on the, you know, Taylor Atkinson, Jessa on the distance side. You know, you have Janelle Mobius on the mid distance. You know, we have a larger hurdles crew. So, you know, Morgan Pera is looking really good on the short hurdles. And then, you know, we're, you know, also including, you know, Amanda Marquis in the multis. She'll be opening up there. Yeah, she's not a freshman, but she's also been a nice, strong leader and is hungry and ready to go.
Yeah, you know, so touch about that. Excuse me, touch on that a little bit. You know, how your upperclassmen have kind of brought the newcomers along and gotten them into your culture.
Yeah, you know, the big thing is what we kind of reiterate is, you know, what the goal for the every upperclassman is to teach the freshmen the mistakes they made, and, you know, every year you're trying to build, you know, just kind of a culture, a team culture, and also just this built-in wealth of knowledge. So that way those freshmen don't have to make the same mistakes. So if every class can teach the younger class, and we just keep building upon that, you know, that's how you start building traditions. That's how you start just building just a better level of expertise. And so I have to say that the upperclassmen have done a wonderful job, you know, with this group of freshmen, of kind of bringing them right in, looking after them. And, you know, it's going to be, again, it's freshman year is by far the most challenging year, you know, as a college athlete. And to have those upperclassmen to kind of help, you know, help them find some stability, help them, you know, navigate the challenges of their freshman year is going to really help them kind of, you know, adjust quicker and perform better much earlier in their seasons.
So we'll get you out of here on this. You know, we'll talk to you again last week of February before the TSCC championships up in Lehigh that first weekend in March. But, you know, so that's obviously a long way off, but what's your message to your team on Friday morning before you compete for that first time?
You know, where we are, you know, it's the same thing that, you know, we tell the cross-country kids when they come in, you know, every week you are developing your team identity. You are developing your team culture. And every week you're further along in who we are as a team. And there's always little defining moments. But this is our first, you know, go-around on figuring out who we are as a program. You know, how do we compete together? How do we come together? How are we going to conduct ourselves? How are we going to rally for one another? And so this sets the tone. And so, you know, again, you try to refine things every week, but, you know, here we are, we are so much further ahead than last year, which is really exciting. But, you know, the big thing is, you know, can we start this off on a really great foot heading into indoors here?
All right. Thank you, Coach. Talk.
Thanks a bunch.